Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
My name is Mac Gervais, and I am an alumni of Houston Baptist University and the lead pastor of City West Church, which is a church plant launching this fall in West Houston. I was at Houston Baptist University really from 04 to when I graduated in 09. I was in full-time ministry, and so that kind of gave me the longer path to graduating. But I had a double major in Christianity and political science, and then spent some time doing ministry, and then eventually came back and got my master's in apologetics, the philosophy concentration or philosophy track, back in 2019. There you go. Or 2018, the fall of 2018 is when I graduated. And so, I have a love for Houston. I met my wife, Grace, there. We were both students. We didn't start dating until after we both graduated, but I was an upperclassman preaching at the time was called Quest, which was the Tuesday night kind of contemporary Bible study. And she was a freshman, and middle of my sermon, I noticed in the crowd, this girl. I tried to talk to her afterwards, but she was not interested because apparently she had a boyfriend, but we stayed friends. And then as she was kind of getting ready to graduate her senior year is when we really started hanging out. And then we'll be married now 7 years this April, and we've got three kids, Jaden, Aria, and Judah. Jaden's 5, Aria turns 4 in about a week and a half. And then we have a soon to be 2-year-old in Judah, our youngest. And so, yeah, we love HBU. We've been a part of the university now for a long time. This year, 2021 makes 17 years now that I've been a part of the HBU family. And so we're very grateful for the time that we've had there and for the ministry that God has allowed us to do there. And then obviously, in training and prepping us for kind of what we're doing now, which is multi-ethnic ministry in Houston and sharing the gospel. And so it's really exciting to kind of see how HBU has been weaved into our story, you know, and a huge part of our lives.
You know, Pastor Mac, you have such a great vision. You're the lead pastor of City West Church. And I want to talk about your vision there, and then we'll come back to all the experience of Master of Arts in Apologetics at HBU and the other academic training you received there. But tell us about your vision. What has God really laid on your heart to do?
Yeah, you know, my vision for City West in many ways is a part of just it's a reflection of my time in Houston. You know, I was born and raised here. You know, my family's from Haiti, but me and my brother, we were born here in the States. And so, you know, you think about kind of how Houston has evolved. When my mom moved here and had me and then my brother, or I guess my brother was, he's older than me. You know, we moved into A-Leaf, which A-Leaf in the 80s, early 90s was this transitioning community turning into the International District. So I initially was kind of in A-Leaf and then kind of moved a little bit further north into the western part of HISD. But I was speaking French at home, French and Creole at home, speaking English, obviously, at school, living kind of, you know, my foot in both sides of that world. And then on top of that, like, I was in music, so I was classically trained. But I was going to an apartment church at the time, where we had like an old lady, Miss Nancy, on the piano playing nothing but hymns. But then, you know, I was a byproduct of like 90s gospel and contemporary music from Kirk Franklin to Jars of Clay and things like that. And so I just had a very kind of like gumbo style upbringing. And I found myself, especially in the world, struggling to figure out I feel like when I get into one setting, I can't express all of who I am because I'm this weird mix of things. You know, I sing classical music and play it, but I also listen to jazz and neo soul and black gospel. And then, but then at the same time, I really like Chris Tomlin and all this other kind of stuff. So I always found myself just kind of stuck. And as I was early on in ministry, I found myself being in mono ethnic churches, not seeing that as a reflection of my time in Houston, nor of just the reality of Houston. So when it came to church planning and really getting into ministry, I wanted to have a church that is multi-ethnic and multicultural in its expression as the local church. And so, you know, our vision at City West is we're lighting the way for diverse people to find unity in Christ. So we believe that unity isn't the goal in and of itself. It's a description of a state of being. So we're unified when we're all on the same mission. And obviously we believe that Jesus Christ is what binds us together, but that necessarily means that there'll be a lot of people from a lot of different places. Houston's the most diverse city in the U.S. We have everywhere you turn, you see the nations, culture, all that kind of stuff. But I think what we're really aiming and striving to unify us is the message of Jesus Christ and the gospel. And so I feel like it's a very timely message given a lot of the cultural things, discourse and things like that we have going on. And I can really see how every experience I had along the way is God's providence, leading, shepherding, guiding us to be able to do the thing that we're doing now in this day and age. So that's a lot of kind of the vision behind City West, what we're trying to do. We want to be multicultural, want to be multi-ethnic, and those two things aren't necessarily the same thing.
Let me stop you right there. That's a very interesting statement you just said, because multi-ethnic is not multicultural. Can you just address that for a minute?
Sure. The easiest way to think about it is think of the suburbs. Mm-hmm. You know, in the suburbs, you go to any suburb now, it's diverse. But in many ways, you know, what you think about like the suburb is like uniformity. And so, and I don't even say that in a bad way. Like that's a part of like why people move to suburbs, because, you know, the houses will all look the same. They'll all, there's the one this that you go to and the one that and the one this. And so it's possible to have people who ethnically come from different places, but culturally, in terms of their day-to-day life expression, it's uniform. It's the same. And what you find, though, and the difficulty, the real challenge for local churches, how do you have both a multi-ethnic, so different ethnicities in one place, but then multiple cultural expression across, within one local church? So, and I think you see those challenges in the same way. To be multi-ethnic isn't the same as culture. We saw the worship wars of the 90s. So you could have everybody in one ethnic group, but across generations having fights about to him or not to him, to have guitars or not to have guitars, to use a real drum set or electronic drum set. So that is the cultural side of things, even within an ethnic group that can come apart. So we say we want to be multicultural and multi-ethnic. And the multicultural side of things is probably when it comes down to for a lot of people, what stretches them the most, in particular in my generation, but is a huge part of what we're fighting for.
We're talking to Pastor Matt Gervais. He's the lead pastor of City West Church. He earned his Bachelor of Arts at HBU in Christianity and Political Science in 2009. And then he went on to earn a Master of Arts in Apologetics with a philosophy concentration. That's no lightweight degree that you got, Pastor Mack. Now, let's take a minute, and so many things I want to ask you, but let's talk about that Master of Arts in Apologetics with concentration in philosophy. Why did you take it? What was the experience like, and how is it helping you in ministry?
So I got into apologetics. I was actually at the time in seminary at Reformed Theological Seminary at the Houston campus. And I took as an elective the presuppositional apologetics course, and I loved it. And I immediately just kind of started rethinking, man, I really think I want to study apologetics more than what I'm doing right now. And obviously HBU had this apologetics program that was really working for me. And I also began to get excited about the idea in terms of how you can use apologetics that I didn't see a lot of apologetics tapping into the multicultural space. You interact with different communities and cultures and things like that. And they're, you know, a wide range of worldviews that I think are kind of interesting and important to engage. And, you know, what I've noticed as I've done even missions around the world is like my when I've been to Poland, the Polish Christians, like they have a very different view of things, and it blesses and enriches my understanding of the faith. And so, you know, I began to ask the questions like, what would it look like to approach apologetics from that standpoint? So I jumped in. I thought initially that I would be more of a cultural apologetics guy, but pretty quickly into taking one or two classes, I realized, no, Mac, I really do like philosophy. It was very relevant, I think, for the way that I engage in evangelism, to really have that as a strong foundation and base. And then as I got into the degree, like I said, I really loved and enjoyed my classes, my professors. I really felt like they challenged me a lot. It was obviously a lot of reading, and that's to be expected with any master's degree, and a lot of philosophy, obviously, because that's what we're doing. But I love that. And I'm very philosophical in nature in the way that I kind of deconstruct things in my mind anyway. So for my wife, like Grace, listening to me, you know, read books and talking about stuff, she's like, good for you. Give me the short version of that really long book that you just read. But I really enjoyed it. It was honestly an awesome program for me that really, I think, challenged me and has very much so helped me in how I pastor, in how I evangelize, even the way that I enter into conversations with people. So much of as I've been church planting, so much of my evangelism with lost people has been getting into their worldview and understanding the way that they're viewing the world. Obviously not in a experimental kind of way, deconstructing arguments, but really helping people see what's really underneath what they're saying and why they view God the way that they view God. So, yeah.
You make some really important points, Pastor Mac. Your experience in this multi-ethnic, cross-cultural context is to fulfill the Great Commission.
Yes.
And, you know, I think about that verse in Revelation 21 that says all various nations will be in heaven, ethne. It's from which we get the word ethnicity, ethnic. Right. The beauty of Houston, and certainly reflected in the beauty of HBU, sixth most diverse campus in the country, is that you have this great smorgasbord of people literally from every nation. I believe Fort Bend County has more languages spoken than in Manhattan,
right?
Which is remarkable, to say the least. What have you learned in this context, or what could you help people that don't understand to the degree you do of the appreciation of the different ethnic groups that God obviously created? And there is a purpose behind that creation in unity and harmony. And we're going to be together forever someday, according to Revelation 21.
Yeah. You know, so funnily enough, actually, I've mentioned this particular point that I'm about to mention in sermons a lot through the years. One of the most influential verses for me in ministry and even framing this actually came when I was an undergrad at HBU. I was in homiletics, which is the preaching course. Dr. Brooks at Tollywood Baptist Church was teaching it. And at one point in time in class, he was lecturing before we got to preach our sermons. And he mentioned Isaiah 49:6, which says that it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. And sitting in class, really kind of internalizing that, as that's kind of become a life verse for me, it literally is not like, when our vision doesn't include the nations, we are not, our vision is not big enough.
Amen.
And so, you know, at 20 years old or however old I was, it, you know, it was like the light bulb went off. Like, it's a fundamental part of the gospel. And is God is talking, obviously it's Isaiah 49, if we're like preaching, it's this messianic, chapter in there. And so it's, you know, the first part of five verses is Jesus, or it symbolizes Jesus kind of talking, and then God's replying back to him in this. But this idea that literally for the nation of Israel, whatever their ideal was, if it was just about them, it wasn't big enough for God. And how much then now, even you think about so much of our conversations on race and prejudice and things like that, it's when I enter into those spaces, I'm constantly saying, if all you're focused on are people that look and act and sound like you, your vision isn't big enough. Absolutely. And that's something that isn't like, that's portable no matter what culture you go to. And I think when you go around the world, what you realize is that prejudice, hate, is just the, it's a common thing. It's a natural place that humanity goes to because of the fall. And so, whether I'm, you know, in East Asia and there's one group of people that hate another group of people, or, you know, you're in Europe and another group of people hate another group of people, or you're in Africa, another group of people hate another group of people. Like, you can find these kind of things that we're dealing with right now in culture fairly often. And so in many ways, that's where this idea of being multi-ethnic for me has come from. HBU, Dr. Brooks, in homiletics, it's like I could have read that verse a million times, but for whatever reason, that particular, we were on the quarter system at that point, but in that quarter, man, God just really opened up my eyes. And like I said, it made so much of my life just kind of click and make sense. I was purposefully going through, God was guiding me through this very eclectic upbringing specifically to help champion the message of the gospel across nations. And as you said, whether it's Fort Bend, whether it's A-Leaf, which is literally right next to, you know, where HBU is, Chinatown. When I was a youth pastor in A-Leaf, there were over, and I'm sure this is increased, but there was over like 90 languages spoken in the homes of kids in the schools. Wow. And so, you know, it was sobering to kind of see all that. And when I initially was doing ministry in A-Leaf, even understanding multi-ethnic ministry, I was at that time working in a predominantly African-American church in A-Leaf. And I got put over missions. And so we started doing some evangelism training, went knocking door to door. And we would knock on the doors across the street. And the first door, somebody would be from, let's say the Ivory Coast. I'm like, okay. The next door, somebody from Honduras would be there. The next door, somebody from Vietnam would be there. The next door, you know, this, the next door, that. And I just began to really wrestle with this idea of, like, even in a predominantly Black church, like, yeah, we're only ministering to every eighth house. And so what do we do if we're going to be a light to the nations that God has brought to us? So, you know, that's a lot of that journey and understanding of kind of how I got to there and why I think it's very important, and kind of some of the scriptural foundation for what drives me in the multi-ethnic, multicultural space for ministry.
Very compelling, Pastor Mac, and very illuminating to listen to you. City West Church is Pastor Mac's, he's the lead pastor there. And I want to encourage everybody to check it out. It's doing a dynamic ministry. The young man that really has a heart for all of the God's people and men and women that Christ shed his blood for. Yeah. Pastor Mac, I do want you to just take a moment. Some people are considering enrolling in the HBU Apologetics program or in the School of Christianity. And I want you to tell them why you think that's the place they should be and what the advantages are of them enriching themselves through HBU Apologetics, HBU School of Christian Thought.
Yeah, you know, when I think about my my degree, I think about, really, really three things. So first of all, I was deeply impacted by the professors that I had, not just from an academic sense, but they legitimately cared about me, the ministry that God was calling me to. And I don't say that lightly. There were times where I got sick, and, you know, in particular, I remember one time I had to have my wife email my professors for me. Like, I was just, I caught some virus and I was just out for several days. My professors didn't just say like, okay, don't worry about the work. They checked in on me, you know? And some of them I knew were around the country, you know, doing things. And so, you know, it was no small thing for them to kind of check in on me and see that I was doing well. They honestly cared. There were several of them that would have us set goals. And then we're like, beyond this class, if you want me to hold you accountable to some of these goals, then let me know and I will. And so it was just very relational with my professors. And I really enjoyed that aspect of things. Secondly, was people I was in class with. You know, when you're in any environment, people are coming from all around the country, from very different worlds. And it was really cool to get to know people over the course of the degree. And even now still, you know, there's a Facebook group of apologetics MA people posting in there about life stuff. I follow it. I keep up. There are several people I was in class with, even with my online stuff where I never met them in person, but we follow each other on Facebook. And just some people that I met there, just some brilliant thinkers from around the country. And it was really cool to get to know them. And then lastly is that I was challenged. I was challenged in what I believed, and not in a bad way, but just to think deeply. I was challenged in the reading that I was doing to just think deeply, and in many ways challenged in how I was applying apologetics to my day-to-day life. And I loved that apologetics wasn't just a, you know, some kind of a academic exercise in learning arguments for something. It was a challenge to take all of this knowledge and how are you going to practically apply this in your conversations with people in your day-to-day living. So sometimes people think when they get to apologetics, it's, I'm going to learn a bunch of arguments so that I can, you know, shoot down these things. And that wasn't the heart of the apologetics program at HBU at all. It was, how can you take this knowledge and live it in such a way that allows you to bring the truth of Jesus Christ to people? And so if that's what you're looking for, or if that's kind of where you're on the fence or trying to wrestle with, I think that's what you're going to get. You're going to get professors that care about you. You're going to get classmates that will challenge you and that you'll love to walk alongside of them as they're going through their ministry journeys as well. And then you're going to be challenged in to be sharp in your thinking and to apply that to your day-to-day living. So yeah, that's why, and what I loved about the degree.
Well, so well said. There is a place for you at HBU. You can learn more at hbu.edu/admissions or call 281-649-3211. Any question, there'll be someone there caring, who cares about you, that'll help you understand how to fit, how to find your place, how to get the degree that you wanted to get, and to get the assistance to get that degree. Pastor Mack has referred to the graduate school, hbu.edu/grad, or you can call 281-649-3269. You know, Pastor Mack, everybody at HBU is just really excited about what you're doing, who you are as a person, your family, your children. It's just families and men and women like you and your wife that are making a difference in this world. And we can't be more proud of you and more honored to have you a part of our alumni, and then on point spiritually, because you are on the very front point. And so our prayers surround you and your church. The lead pastor of City West Church, thanks so much for being with us today. Thank you for what you're doing. It's just really exciting to listen to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's definitely been fun and a blessing.
Promise that you'll keep in touch with us, and we look forward to see what's going to happen in your ministry in the days ahead.
Yeah, most definitely.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to to put their beliefs into action every day.